Show me the way. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley with the Instant Illumination here in Capital, California, University of Healing, University of Philosophy. Show me the way. Show me the way. We read books by the score. We talk to great teachers by the millions. We talk to many of our inner divine essences, and so we are. And we ask the question, show me the way. And one day, a person who represented you and me was walking along the road. He represented you and me because he represents wealth. He's a wealthy man, a very wealthy man. He had a house, car, wife, children, big bank account, health, happiness, peace, everything anyone could ever want. Independent wealth. He was well liked, good personality, good charisma. He had everything. Just like you, just like me. We have everything. Whether we're living in what some people call poverty or some people call opulence, we have everything. Everything that we have chosen to want. Okay. So if you found a person who might have the answer, and you'd go to them and ask them the question, and they gave you the answer and you didn't like it and didn't follow it, who's to blame? Huh. There was a man, a very, very wealthy man, who lived thousands of years ago. And he was wise and wealthy too, and had all that anyone could ever desire. But one day he felt within himself a lack. He felt within himself a need, a greater need, a need to know himself. And because of this, everything he had was just as though it was never there. So he walked the road one day as he was coming home, and there he met a man he knew had the answer for his question true. And he said, "Dear sir, tell me, how can I find the heaven that's within me?" And the man said to him, "Oh, sir, you are so wealthy, you are so healthy, you are happy, you are holy, you are one as me. But, sir, you would have peace, I know, the peace that comes from turning in soul." And then he said, "Good master, show me how to go, that I might know this peace that has you in tow, that has you so reminded now. And show me when this peace may come, and I will follow you there." And the man said to them, "Take up your wonderful hand and give away everything that you have, everything that you have, everything that you own, and leave your family, and leave your world, and leave your things all behind, and follow me, and follow me." But the man was very wealthy, And he thought about it for a long while. And he thought, in this human life, he has everything that he could ever desire. And he was happy, and he was peaceful, and he was one with himself. And he needed nothing else. And a little twang in his heart from time to time that said, you're missing something. You're missing something. You're missing something more than you'll ever know. And he would listen to that little voice, that little idea that would come to his mind, and he'd push it back. He'd say, that's okay. I'll get along. That's okay. And then the days passed, and he did not follow the master. But he followed the way of the human life. And with the way of human life, at one time or another, his wealth failed him. His health failed him. His happiness failed him. His family failed him. They all went their own way. And they forgot about the old buck. And he was in a rest home, all by himself, vegetating, dying, as all will die. And no one was there to care the slightest. And then he said to himself, if I had only followed the master, if I had only listened and gone the way that he suggested, given up my wealth when I had everything, and then prepared myself to really have everything, to have peace, the peace that passes all understanding. If I had just given myself that opportunity, what a glorious world I'd be in now. I would be in heaven everlasting. I would live in my eternally perfect body, spirit, mind, and body. I would live in my independent wealth at all times without any source. I would live in my magnificent charisma of my spiritual reality of who I am, if I had just followed him, if I had just given away all that I had, which I possessed and which possessed me, if I had given away all of my books which I've read already, all of my tapes that I've listened to before, all of my cars which I certainly didn't need, all of my houses, my wife and my children, they'll get along just fine. I'd still be there, but a different being. If I could only have learned to let go the past and live in the ever-present now, I would be living in bliss. I'd be living in heaven on earth. For in truth, heaven on earth is here, and I'm looking at it, but I'm not enjoying it because I have not entered in. And I enter in by releasing the past, all things from the past, all pictures, all symbols that tell me that this is how it was yesterday. If I've read a book, I've read it, and I have whatever the book offered. Now I go on. If I have friends, I now make new friends, because I'm now a new person. I don't need to hold on to my old friends. Perhaps my old friends will move along with me. Perhaps not. But I don't worry about that, because I am who I am, and whoever I am, I create about me people who are just like me. I don't attract them to me, I create them about me. I reveal them out of the allness that is me. That's who I am. I do not hold on to the past. I do not hold on to anything that says yesterday or tomorrow or even today. I enjoy living in now, the only time there is. Yes, 2,000 years ago, the story is told about this wise man who came to Jesus, the master teacher, and said, Jesus, I would follow thee. I would know your teaching. And Jesus said, very good. Take all you have and give it to the poor, because the poor cannot give it back. Leave your wealth, leave your home, your business, your life, totally. Boop. Give it all to someone else to run, enjoy, and follow me. Follow me totally, with no past, no future, only live in the now of your divinity. If the wise man had done that, he would be even today living in that purity and that wholeness, even as you are able to live today in that purity and that wholeness, even as I live today in that purity and that wholeness, not beholden to the past, future, or present, just living in now. The words of Jesus were not strong and terrible. They would just say, give all you have to the poor and follow me. Leave your family, leave your friends, leave your world, and you will have new friends, new family, new world. Perhaps your family would want to follow me too. That'd be beautiful if they do. And if they do, then that's fine. But hey, who's the most important being on the face of the earth? You are. And if you don't follow yourself, if you don't listen to your own inner drummer, and you pretend to listen to the drummer of society that says these are things that you're responsible for, then, hey man, you're responsible for them. And I don't say it's bad. I only say there is a better way. And that's the way of the divine within you, within me. Listen to that today. Follow that today. And remember, Jesus said, give all you have to the poor so you cannot get it back. You can't reclaim things from the poor. It just... is gone. And follow me. And who is the me that the Christ said to follow? That's the divine within each of us. The divine, we can follow wherever we are. We don't need to run away to a cave or to a monastery or to a great guru somewhere. We just follow it right from that divine center within us. And when we do, we are illumined, enlightened. We are divine, expressing divinity fully. Think about these things. They're wonderful, aren't they? I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah.